This is the podcast that rocked for April 16th, 2024. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rocked. Thank you for your patience as this podcast has been on hiatus for several months now. The reason why, at the end of 2023, I needed to take stock of what was working and what wasn't. I was doing the podcast and New Music Night every week. So for the first few months of 2024, I focused only on New Music Night, now the podcast. After a few months, I'm going to see which one did better over a scope of time, and then axe which one doesn't, and keep going on with the other one. So that's the explanation for those who wanted it. On to the music news. Tillian Pearson said bye, Gavin, bye to his band Dance Gavin Dance. After leaving and coming back over the previous couple years due to a lot of accusations and allegations, the band tried to make things work. That is the best way to describe it. They announced tour dates. They've continued on with their latest album, Jackpot Juicer. They wanted to see if they could come to terms with what all the things happened that I will not go into. I did that on a different podcast and it was kind of gross. You know how that works. So it came just this week that Tillian Pearson and the band have amicably parted ways and have now said no more Tillian and Dance Gavin Dance, and that's one more ex-singer in this long-running history for a band that cannot keep singers. First, the rest of Dance Gavin Dance's statement on social media. Dance Gavin Dance has always attempted to reconcile situations internally, but after much consideration, we have as a collective decided to say farewell to our longtime member and friend, Tillian. We wish him luck, along with all our support and respect for his future endeavors in music and life. We thank him for his years of friendship and continuation during his time in Dance Gavin Dance as people grow and change. Creative differences can arise and life paths and goals may no longer align. We want to thank you for your support over the past two decades. We are truly grateful that we can continue to play music as a career, and we are excited to move forward with this new era for the band. Will, Matt, John, and Andrew. A very formal, well-written, almost professional response. This is something you hear after you know a big CEO or a big director or even a manager leaves a company after 20 years and they're just trying to be nice and say farewell when you know they're thinking about something else and they're not really invested. Now, Tillian's response. I had an absolute blast making songs and albums with this group of unbelievably talented dudes for the past 12 years. We had a truly unique connection with one of the most dynamic fan bases out there. I have nothing but gratitude for the lush and enigmatic experience we all got to share together in this era of Dance Gavin Dance. In more recent years, we were lucky enough to build relationships with the outstanding men and women that joined our touring crew. They were instrumental in making our shores larger than life, and I'll always cherish their part in what we were able to create. Now it's time for a new chapter. I will be focusing on making new music on a different canvas. I'm currently in the studio performing a new Tillian album and will be playing live shows to support it later this year. I know the future will hold new collaborations and new projects, so I hope that any of you I'm connected with musically or politically will lend your ears to the next melodic alchemy I intend on cooking up. Eternally thankful, Tillian. Very planned out, well-written responses from both parties without addressing a lot of the reasons why specifically, and just really not going into the dirt of why it just cannot possibly work out. However, that if Dance Gavin Dance are looking for a new singer, their former singer, Johnny Craig, is replying in the comments going, "Hey, what's good?" So he's trying to shoehorn his way back in. And no. Dance Gavin Dance needs a little break to themselves. You know, they need time to find themselves again before they make a new singer again. Boy, oh boy. A revolving door of vocalists in a two vocalist band. You never know what Dance Gavin Dance is going to bring, especially since you never know what the singer is going to sound like, depending on what album. In concert behavior news, this is normally not a topic we address, but Maynard James Keenan has gone off the rails again, addressing people who use their cell phones at concerts, especially Tool concerts. This has been an issue for him for many years. That part's not new, but he did an interview addressing more of his information and his thoughts and opinions on the matter and why he gets so touchy about it. When asked why Maynard James Keenan wants fans to put their phones away, his response: "It's rude. There's no way you can actually capture what's happening in that live moment on a phone. You're missing the opportunity of actually absorbing in real time what's happening. The art of storytelling. Being able to actually recount what you saw without having to record it. Training your brain to live in the moment and see the thing. But more importantly, stop annoying the person behind you. It's annoying, it's distracting, and it's distracting for us too. So put it away, grow up. It's only 2 hours. At the end of the show, we usually let you film a song so you get your souvenir." Tool has ejected people who keep using their cell phones at concerts for several years now, especially since roughly 2018, 2019, when Fear Inoculum was coming out. It's pretty rough. And one thing I do agree with him on is if you're annoying the person behind you or to the side of you, yeah, you're going too far. You need to knock that off. On the flip side of that, I, for one, do think and know, not just think, I know, you can hold up your phone in front of your face and not distract anyone else around you and not obscure anyone else's view while still using your phone. It also begs the question, what if I get a text message or something important that there are emergencies happening? Am I not allowed to pull out my phone then? Tool concerts are not cheap for tickets. If you buy a ticket, I think you should be able to use your phone. I don't think you should be able to distract others, get in the way of people's view, and especially distract the band. That's a little too far also. But all the different visual spectacles the Tool has live, and they're amazing. Keep in mind, are they really into that performance that much where as soon as Maynard sees a phone, he stops the show just to yell at someone? That takes everyone out of the moment, not just a few people. Security runs around in every venue trying to tell people put away their phones, ejecting people if they have to. But there has to be some more of a medium in concert behavior to where you can hold up your phone right in front of your body and your face without distracting anyone else. It's possible. I don't know. I'm just kind of between both arguments, and I think Maynard is going way too far on some of this, but I also understand where he's coming from as a performer and seeing this all the time. In lawsuit news, and don't worry, this is a good one, the Justice Department from the United States government is suing Live Nation and antitrust violations for Ticketmaster. In layman's terms, the government's going after Ticketmaster and Live Nation because it's a monopoly. And boy, oh boy, do they actually have a case. The lawsuit against Live Nation Entertainment, the parent company of Ticketmaster, will allege the ticketing company used its market-leading position to harm competition for live events. Ticketmaster drew the ire of U.S. government officials and fans after a system meltdown left millions of people unable to purchase tickets to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour in 2022. Boy, did that only continue through last year and even this year. This is a bipartisan bill who are going after Live Nation, and from what it's looking like, this will have major effects. Best case scenario, this forces endless ticket fees and service fees to be eliminated or reduced significantly. A lot of this goes to the Live Nation CEO, Michael Rapino, who makes $139 million a year as of 2022. You can break that down. That's well over $10 million a month. $10 million a month, just that alone. He makes more than that, in fact. That's where a lot of the service fees go to, and that's not a joke. I don't know what's going to happen in a lawsuit like this. It's going to be difficult to prove, because I know there's other companies like Etix and other things that try to sell tickets online. Ticketmaster and Live Nation have made such a gargantuan mess of their own selves, of ticket lotteries, standing queues, randomized queues, things like that. They are definitely going to have a long, lengthy discussion in court, but they can afford a whole lot of lawyers and they can make a whole lot of claims saying they weren't doing anything illegal. And to be fair, they were not. But this is more about monopoly and antitrust issues, which means at the end of the day, Live Nation might remove some of the service fees and pay a big fine. A fine is nothing to Live Nation. The hope is that service fees, transmission fees, all that stuff will either be reduced or eliminated. That is the best case scenario in something like this. So that's not meant to be as a Debbie Downer. That's more to be realistic. I'm just hoping that after this is all said and done, we don't have to do an extra $40 worth of service fees because you want to see a concert that only costs $70. If you're buying a concert ticket for $70, it shouldn't be over $100 because you're paying for convenience to use a website. That's not how convenience works. Several tours were announced today. Chevelle announced a U.S. tour running through the summer. No word yet of an album announcement, but they said they have been working on one. Hopefully we'll hear more about that soon. Under Oath also announced an international tour celebrating 20 years of their Only Chasing Safety. They will be performing the album in entirety. There might even be some festival appearances with that. That tour starts in Germany June 7th, running through Europe all the way through June 27th. Then it's back stateside July 13th, starting in Charleston, West Virginia, going through the U.S. and ending up all the way to the very end of the year, December 13th in Tampa, Florida, close to their hometown. Big tour. They got some pretty good surprises. Static Dress will be supporting them on tour for most of it. I would go see this. I think this would be a fun Under Oath tour to hear the 20th anniversary special. They will be releasing a vinyl to celebrate it as well. Definitely a cool one to check out if you're an Under Oath fan, especially of the older stuff. That'll be all for this week's The Podcast That Rocked. Big thanks to my YouTube members and patrons who really keep Rocked floating the most. Special thanks to Brandon Bruce, Chris Doman, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You can get early access and a bunch of other perks by supporting Rocked on YouTube with a membership or on Patreon, patreon.com/rocked. Thank you again for listening. Please spread the word, leave a comment. And by the way, if you have any singing talent, Dance Gavin Dance is looking for a singer. I know that sounds like a joke, but honestly, they've had so many singers, you definitely have a shot.